just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
There is a good news and there is a bad news. The good news is that this path of Raja Yoga is very simple, is your natural nature to become soul conscious, to love God, to get lost in His love, to become a yogi. And where there is a love, there is no effort. It's the path of effortlessness. This is good news. But the bad news is there are obstacles. There are challenges. There are attacks of Maya. And the path is not so simple. Had it been so, everybody would have become perfect by now. The path is filled with stones, pebbles, obstacles, and many other things. Darkness at times, storm, tempest, and so on. So meditation itself doesn't need any effort. That's your nature. But the effort is needed to remove the obstacles, to clear the path. The sky is vast, infinite, and I can see it. But there is a speck of dust in my eyes. But there is a particle of sand in my eyes. And because of that, I cannot see the vast firmament. So the effort is needed to remove those obstacles. The effort is needed to remove those specks of dust, those sand particles. The screen has come in front of my eyes, and because of that I cannot see. I need to break down the wall. The sky is there all the time. So meditation is the stage of complete alertness, wakefulness. That's your natural stage. But to achieve that alertness, that wakefulness, effort is needed. Techniques are needed. Methods are needed. So that all the hindrances, all the obstacles, all the hitches and snags can be removed. There was a young father, and he was carrying his baby in the baby carriage. Pram, it's known as pram, in that vehicle. And the baby was crying at the top of his lungs. And the father was saying, "Calm down, Albert, calm down. Don't cry, Albert, don't cry. Don't lose your temper, be calm." But the baby was not listening. Baby was crying and wailing and moaning and groaning loudly. And the father was again and again telling the baby, "Albert, don't cry. Albert, be calm. Albert, what you want? Albert, just go to sleep. Don't shout." A young lady was passing by the road, and she came near. And she really appreciated this man. And she said to him that, "You have this unique method to talk to your baby." And she bends down and touches that baby. "Albert, what is the problem with you?" And the man says, "Lady, he is not Albert. He is Johnny. He is Johnny. Albert. I am Albert. I'm trying to convince myself to keep calm, not to lose temper. This is my method to keep myself awake." He's not bothered about the baby. He's bothered about himself. He should not lose his temper. He should keep calm. So meditation is the stage where you learn the tactic, the gimmick, to keep yourself alert. Complete alertfulness, complete wakefulness all the time. One moment of delirium, one moment of drowsiness, one moment of sleep, one moment of unconsciousness brings you down. So Baba wants us to become hindrance-free, obstacle-free. Identify the obstacles. Baba is talking with Kumars. Uske baad Baba bole, "Is samay to sab mangotsah mein hai. Ab kuch karke dikhayenge. Lekin isi umang utsah ko amar avinashi banana hai. Make your enthusiasm immortal, undying. औरों को भी उड़ाना है, यही बाप दादा चाहते हैं। बोलो, सेंटर पर रहने वाले बच्चे करना ही है, उमंग उत्साह में सदा रहना ही है, यह दृढ़ संकल्प किया है, या देखेंगे, कोशिश करेंगे। बाप दादा सब बच्चों की यही रिजल्ट देखना चाहते हैं कि सभी बच्चे निर्विघ्न बने, सदा उड़ रहे और उड़ा रहे हैं। दिस इज बाबाज yet unfulfilled desire, that children should become nirvighna, obstacle free. The path is definitely easy, but there are obstacles. And what are the obstacles? Time may be the obstacle. Place may be the obstacle. Persons may be the obstacle. Objects may be the obstacles. Weather may be the obstacle. Your own sanskars may be the obstacles. Body or karmic account may be the obstacle. Anything can become an obstacle. They say that time is not good. That's why I am not doing good effort. I am having bad times nowadays. They blame the time. Persons, because of him, because of that person, because of this person, I am not able to do good efforts. Place. This place is not good. Let me go back to Madhuban, then I will start my effort. This place doesn't suit me. Objects. You need something. You're not getting. You're restless. You want it. An object could be anything. It could be money as well. So that object itself has become an obstacle in the path. Or you have something with you and you are obsessed with it. And there is a persistent fear of losing it. And this attachment has become an obstacle. Weather changes. Sometimes it's too cold, it's too hot, it's rain. They do influence us. When it is spring, good weather, we enjoy it. But when the weather is too cold, we don't feel like to get up. That has become an obstacle. Weather. Then your own sanskars, your own past addictions, the idiosyncrasies of the mind, the fixed belief systems, your past habits, they are the greatest obstacle in your effort. Unless and until we identify what are those sanskars, what are those hobbies, habits, attitudes which are deeply rooted in the subconscious, we probably may not be able to go on this path smoothly. And seventh, bodily illness, karmic accounts. There's a pain somewhere, some sickness. And know well that whenever you fall sick or ill, you have broken some of the nature's law. The moment the nature's law is broken, the result is sickness, illness. So the path is really easy. But there are obstacles and you must have techniques to remove each one of them. Baba says, you are master of time. Time is your creation. Time cannot give you dictations. Time should not become your tutor. You must teach time. So how can time be your stumbling block? Whatever is happening is beneficial. The earlier time was good. This is better, and the time which is to come would be the best. Expect the best. Do your best. Prepare for the worst and take what comes. So time cannot be an obstacle. You need to make friendship with the time. Time is your friend. So also persons. We have karmic accounts with people who are around us. What we did with them in our past births, we really do not know. But how can we neutralize the karmic account now? And if I want to neutralize all my karmic accounts, the first thing is I must stop creating new karmic accounts. To stop all interactions, all give and take. And the karmic account would become weak. And here comes the role of distancing. Create a distance. Otherwise, you keep creating new bondages, fresh accounts. We are here to dissolve all the old accounts. We are not here to create new bondages, fresh accounts. Place cannot become an obstacle. Because you are the creator. With your vibrations, you can charge any place. No matter which place you are, you have the power to electrify that place spiritually. Objects come and objects go. How can they become an obstacle? And I stop being an owner. So become, practice non-ownership. Practice non-ownership. Nothing is mine. I have been given this office, this home, this object. My task is to take care of it. I am just a trustee. So get rid of ownership and bring trusteeship. Weather would change and you need to accept all the changes of weather. It's very cold, it's very hot, it's a rainy season. But all these changes are outside. It is the conditioning of the mind that affects us. We create a conditioning. It's too cold, I cannot get up. If I fall sick then. And there is a hidden fear there. Walk fearlessly on this path. Nothing will happen. Your own sanskars, they are the obstacles. In fact, these are the greatest obstacle. All these are nothing in front of this. You are your greatest enemy and you are your greatest friend. Nothing can help you. No one can help you more than you yourself. To rise, stand up. Know the habits. The self-destructive habits. Identify them and kick them. That's what we are here for. And body, diseases, sickness, illness, ailments, pain. So many things are included in body. Baba says, even if the body suffers, your mind should not. But that practice should be there beforehand. If you do not have the practice of soul consciousness when your body is healthy, how can you practice soul consciousness when you become sick? Because in the times of sickness, the strength of the mind goes down. Person needs support. But yes, if this practice is there beforehand, then you can tide over any sickness easily. Otherwise, during times of sickness, person becomes weak emotionally. He needs support, a helping hand. He becomes, as it were, a parasite, totally dependent. So definitely there is a good news and there is bad news. Coming to the same point. But focus on the good news and the bad news will not come to you. A man was dying. And his friend comes to him Difference is, now that you are going to heaven, the dying man says yes. The friend asks, I want to know whether they play cricket in heaven or not. Will you inform me once you reach? The dying man says, yes, why not? I'll definitely inform. The dying man dies. After a week's time, he gets a phone call. He says, I am your friend from the other end. I'm talking from heaven. He says, oh, you have already reached. The man says to his friend, I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that in heaven they do play cricket. And the bad news is that you are included in the team and you have to play next Sunday. So there is good news. There is a bad news. So the path is easy, obstacle free, and yet there are obstacles, there are hindrances, and you need to get over all of them, understanding them in depth, analyzing them, critical analysis of each of these obstacles, why they come, from where they come, how they came, and why I become weak in the face of those obstacles. In one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba had given a self-respect. I am greater than all the obstacles. I am greater than all the obstacles. There are nothing in front of me. I am Master Almighty Authority. So move ahead with that Himalayan strength and become obstacle-free. Who is with you? Increase that alertness. Throughout the day, aim to keep yourself awake. Spirituality is nothing but wakefulness. Spirituality is nothing but complete alertness all the time. Just as you are alert now, sitting here. Throughout the day, stay alert. Whether you are in the office, whether you are at home, whether you are in center, whether you are in the midst of road traffic, whether you are in the solitude of the mountains or the hustle and bustle of the city, whichever place you are in, remain centered. This is you. This decentering is the cause of pain. You move away from yourself and start moving on the periphery or living on the periphery. Periphery is needed, but there are friends, there is seva, there are objects, places, persons, sanskars, everything is outside. You are here. The spirituality is all about centering. Move towards the center. There is a hypnosis going on the periphery. Spirituality is about dehypnotization. There is a conditioning going on the periphery. Spirituality is about deconditioning. There is a programming which has happened because of the society, the negative programming. Spirituality is about deprogramming. It's a return journey. It's a return journey. Move back towards yourself, where you are, your own, your pure, primal, original, innate, inborn, intact nature, pure consciousness. Drop the periphery. Choose the center. Om Shanti.